Hello, and thank you for visiting Lifestyle Choices Podcast. This is your host, Joyce Wood. How are you? I'm so glad you're here. Today's episode, experiencing the magic of the season, including three best tips to enjoy throughout the month, and a featured business for December. But first, did you know there's over 88 different holidays just in December? Yeah, you heard that right. 88. According to National Today, there are 88 holidays in December alone. Just to name a few of them, they are, okay, you gotta have this day. National Cookie Day, absolutely. International Ninja Day, well, okay. National Mutt Day, you betcha. Oh yeah, you'll love this. National Brownie Day, we can get behind that one. Then there's Human Rights Day. Oh, and you're gonna, this is fun. National Ding-a-ling Day. Have no clue what that is, do you? Do you know the dates? Well, I do now, thanks to this nationaltoday.com site. They offer a ton of information. Check them out if you want to discover more holidays throughout the year. But the usual holidays we're most familiar with during December are Hanukkah, celebrated on December 10th, Winter Solstice, starting December 21st, and then Christmas, celebrated on 2 days, the 24th and the 25th. And lastly, Kwanzaa, 12/26. Oh, and can't forget New Year's Eve. Oh yeah, December 31st. Goodbye, 2020. But finding the time to acknowledge and celebrate those alone take a tremendous amount of time, planning, organizing, and money. Enough to make your head spin, right? Traditional celebrations can bring up many unpleasant past experiences, added to our current issues, which can be incredibly stressful, especially during this pandemic. Experiencing anxiety, well, is a normal sensation during this time, and sometimes a bit overwhelming too, right? No matter which holiday you choose to celebrate, the choice is always up to you. Or is it? With anxiety, how do you handle it? Do you give in to the path of least resistance and create resentment and then drudge the idea of celebration? Or do you make a happier choice where you feel empowered and ready to go? Well, the choice is yours. You have the power to choose. Want to explore three of my best tips to enjoyment? The first tip is easy. Simply focus on number one, our spiritual self. Being focused on your faith or spiritual practice will be the first key to enjoyment. Be true to yourself. Don't just go along to please someone else. Be genuine. This will create happiness and less stress. But if you are coerced or pushed into attending something you don't really want to attend, find something to enjoy about your choice. There's usually always one thing you can agree on. Here's a nice quote. We don't need more intellectual power. We need more spiritual power. We don't need more of the things that are seen. We need more of the things that are unseen. By Calvin Coolidge. Number two, take extra care of your health. Your immune system, especially this time of the year, is crucial. Being healthy, you will feel like celebrating, no matter what you do. But first, please follow the CDC guidelines with holiday celebrations this year. In some of my previous posts, I've shared different tools, thoughts about mindset, immune health, and becoming strong. If you would like additional information or want to discuss directly, please email me. Yeah, I have lots of ideas and happy to share additional tips just for you. Here's two quotes I really like. Quote, "It is health that is real wealth and not pieces of gold or silver," end quote, by Mahatma Gandhi. Next one, keep your vitality. A life without health is like a river without water, by Maxine Lagasse. And number three, focus on contributing something. This season is all about giving. It doesn't have to be about gifts, money, or even material things. It can be about the time you spend towards a purpose. And it doesn't have to be an altruistic purpose either. Think about that. A question for you. Why do you choose that holiday event to participate in? Well, if you base your decision on a sense of personal purpose, you will enjoy the holiday more, no matter what you may encounter unexpectedly. So, if there's something about the event you don't like, but you feel it's important that you attend, find something about that event that you could focus on contributing to it. That could change the entire dynamic about how you feel about going. Here's two more quotes. Occupy your thoughts with purpose, and you will be so busy pursuing a meaningful future, there will be no time for doubt, chaos, or disappointment. Yeah, purpose drives you. This is by Carlos Wallace. And next, your rewards in life are always in direct proportion to your contribution or your service, by Earl Nightingale. So you're going to get a lot more out of whatever you decide to do, especially if it's something that's a family obligatory kind of event. Yeah, shift your thinking. By simply focusing on these three best tips to enjoyment, you will experience something fresh and enjoyable while making the best choice for you in which event you want to attend. Aside from the National Brownie Day, of course. That's an easy one. So today I have an artist for the featured business I'm excited to share. She's a friend. I've known her for over 20 years. Her name is Kathleen Tracy. She's a watercolor artist. She's inspired by nature to create art, be it from the moon, trees, or water. She works intuitively and strives to connect you to the joy of the nature through her art. She has a large selection of pieces to choose from, or she can be commissioned to create something completely unique just for you or your friend in mind. If you want to explore more, visit her site, KathleenTracyArtist.com. And I have the spelling, correct spelling, I'll put it in the notes, as well as on the blog. She invites open communication to answer any questions you may have, and she's really friendly. To conclude our episode today, experiencing the magic of the season is within yourself. It's a choice. And the joy of having multiple choices is so great. Yet, the process of choosing can be a bit overwhelming at times. This is a reason I created Lifestyle Choices and Schwa de Vie blog, to offer support through this process. You can discover the best for you. You really can. Just relax and experience the magic of the season. But remember, whatever you choose, make it count. You deserve to be happy and enjoy your life. Thank you for visiting Lifestyle Choices today. This is your host, Joyce Wood, signing out. Bye for now.